And now we are broadcasting live today from the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. With me in the studio is Julie Anderson Friesen. She is mayor of Cinema Falls. And also in the studio with us is John Swedeen. And he is the new CEO of the State Theater, president of the board. Big announcement coming from the state and from Cinema Falls this Saturday, October 8th. You can come inside at 3:30. The doors are going to open at 4 o'clock. You can see a film. The film is The General. It's a silent movie with Buster Keaton, and it's appropriate for all ages. So that's what we're going to talk about. John, let's start with you and tell me about the renovations at the state. Where are you at in the journey to renovate now?
Well, the Sioux Falls State Theater is alive and well. It's been quite a journey as we have raised funds and resources to renovate the building to the state it's at. We've raised over $3.5 million. Those funds have gone into the bones of the building, all the stuff you have to do in a 90-year-old structure to bring it up to code, HVAC, the roof. All the systems had to be brought up to spec. And that's not the fun stuff. That's not the stuff you see. It's behind the walls. But it's things you have to do to stabilize a historic building so you can get on to the fun stuff, which is the auditorium, the balcony, all the fixturing, all of the rigging that we have to do to prepare the space for multi-use. We are going to return that facility to its original splendor. Mm-hmm. We're going to present the city with an unbelievable venue for all ages, all income groups, everybody to go in and enjoy it. And our goal is to have a place that we can use as a community gathering place. Mm-hmm. We're very excited about it. We're engaged in our fundraising efforts as we speak, and we'll be announcing our final fundraising effort sometime in 17, in early 17.
Julie, let's talk about the movie a little bit. So that's a big deal to see a movie at the state for those of us who grew up seeing our movies at the state when we were children. Why this film at this time?
Well, really it was a matter of opportunity and a willingness on behalf of the board of the Sioux Falls State Theater. The doors will open, but it is a ticketed event, and there's a reason for that, and that is the ticket proceeds will be donated to the state. We have a fantastic partner, a sponsor in Dakota Video and Post, and their crew, and they're helping make sure this event can happen, because a big part of the expense is the Alloy Orchestra. You know, they're world acclaimed. They've played at the Louvre. They've played for the Academy of Motion Pictures. They've played at every major silent film event across this country and overseas. And to be able to have them come and play an original score that they accompany, they let me go through the catalog and select which film. And, you know, Buster Keaton's The General actually belongs in, it's a national treasure. This is one of the first films that was ever registered with the National Archives. And it makes sense because the dovetailing of the time that this film was made with around the date of the opening of the State Theater makes perfect sense.
Do we know what year this film came out?
Well, the film came out, I believe, 1927, but the film was not a success at first. It was sort of a box office, not really a failure, but the crowds were sort of hostile to it. They didn't know what to expect. And of all things, they wanted a light slapstick comedy. And this film had a couple things they were a little frustrated with, like a real plot and lavish effects. And within 30 years, it was one of the most successful films of all time.
How did it fit into Buster Keaton's career overall?
Oh, well, he obviously very well known, and his work is among the first that gets sought after and preserved. But he sort of faded a little bit into some obscurity, and I'm not a film historian, but I know that Charlie Chaplin went and helped resurrect Buster Keaton's career, and he, you know, reclaimed some of his glory as well. But really, the film is, it's a love story, it's an adventure action film, it's a comedy. And Orson Welles is the one who said, this is the greatest Civil War film of all time, it's the greatest comedy of all time, and it is possibly the greatest film of all time.
Now, my grandmother used to play piano for silent movies in Lake Park, Iowa. There's your fun trivia fact for the day when she was in high school. So tell me more about the Alloy Alloy Orchestra and what exactly that experience is like for the audience.
Well, the Alloy Orchestra, it sounds like they're this, you know, group of 30, 40 people when we think of orchestra. But there are three people. It's a three-man ensemble. They're from the East Coast. They're in the midst of their Midwest tour. And the fact that Sioux Falls even got a slot in here and that Cinema Falls could get them, they're traveling to Des Moines, Chicago, Nashville, Milwaukee, Omaha. They'll play for us, and then they'll go down to Omaha. So the Alloy Orchestra is a fixture at the Telluride Film Festival, which is the Cannes Film Festival of the United States. They really have been responsible for reviving so many silent films. But they have a very large percussion section, and they it's kind of an interesting set of instruments in that they bring their accordion, clarinet, synthesizers, but they also kind of have a rack of junk where they're banging on hubcaps and all kinds of found elements, and they can recreate almost any kind of sound effect and experience.
John, what's left to be done inside the state?
Well, the lobby's done. The main level bathrooms are done. We have got to refurbish the auditorium and the balcony, and there's a lot going on there. If you go into the building, and we're going to start having a lot of tours, the first big event we'll have is this Saturday at this event with Julie in Cinema Falls. But the artwork, the stenciling, all of the beautiful art that has got to be restored, and that's a painstaking, very expensive process. Somebody in their infinite wisdom back in the 50s and 60s painted it red, painted it gold, dropped the ceiling, and they did that to so many historic facilities, churches and theaters and other historic buildings around the country, some of which got torn down. It's a little known fact, but Sioux Falls almost lost their state theater. It almost got torn down. They were talking about a parking lot, and then they were talking about fairly recently in the last decade turning these into law offices. So a group of Sioux Falls folks, as many folks in other downtown areas around the country, stepped up and said, "You're not doing that to our historic state theater." So it survived, and now we've got a very active board of volunteers and other active entities that are bent on getting it done. So we have a lot more to do. We've got almost $4 million into it. We need several million more, probably $4 to $5 million more, to finish the place and open it up.
What has surprised you about the restoration process? Have you found any sort of delightful surprises that that are worth mentioning?
Or is if that building could talk, the thing that surprised me, and I'm a new guy, I mean, I supported the theater through my previous company, I've been involved actively now for 11 months on the board, running the board. But what's really surprised me is when we bring people into that building, and the stories. I got my first kiss in the balcony. I my grandma used to drop me and my cousins off here every Thanksgiving after dinner, and we sat through three matinees, and I get kind of tingles even talking about it, because everybody that comes in there, it gets emotional. I mean, that building has got a tremendous amount of history, and like I said, if those walls could talk. And talking about Julie, this is what she does. I mean, this was her crazy, great, awesome idea. Hey, why don't we do what we do? You know, this building opened in 26, and it was a vaudeville house, and it showed silent film. So why wouldn't we, for the first time in over a quarter of a century, bring in a silent film and preview it to her season pass holders, and I'm sure she'll talk about it, but a bunch of the college folks in town, the kids in town, are going to be our guests as well. And it's kind of like a full circle. We're back to where we started. We're so excited about it. We just can't wait.
Julie, what are your hopes for the State Theater as just a resident of Sioux Falls?
Well, obviously, I hope that it is preserved. It's a beautiful building, and what I don't think people understand is that across the country, there's a wave of these historic theaters that are being preserved. Many cities actually chip in to these theaters, and they're expensive undertakings, and they're successful. And some of them operate as a multi-use facility where they're showing films, they're showing music, dance recitals, and it becomes something that the whole city is so proud of. What I'm excited about with this particular film event is that people will have the opportunity before they can walk through, they can know it's important on a, but now they're going to get a visceral experience. They're going to walk in and they're going to say, oh, that's right. There's a show here, but this building is the show. This background, this is the show. It becomes a part of every event that takes place in there. It's inseparable. And you'll hear it not just in Sioux Falls. You'll hear it in every city that has done the work, the blood, sweat, and tears of saving their buildings. And that's what people take away. They come in and they think they're going to see a move, but the experience overall, the reveal of what is there, and it's theirs. It will become everyone. It's everyone's in this city, not just for people who love film, not for the board. It belongs to all of us. And that's what I hope people will walk in. And there are some children coming to this event, and I think they're going to walk out and say, I can't wait to buy a ticket and go to this place.